BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Pulse with me, Ali Johan, and
Afni Ting.
And you just heard a track by Fantogram, Dear God, new single of their fourth album titled Ceremony. I'm here tonight. This is very weird for me to be doing the show with Off Neil, but thanks for having me, Off.
Hey, always a pleasure to have you on.
We got a lot of news on The Pulse tonight, and we're going to start off with our first piece of report here about cancellations and postponement of music festivals around the world, namely South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, and also Coachella got postponed, right?
Yeah.
So late last week, we learned about the cancellation of South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. And this is a festival that showcases not just music, but also it's a tech conference and also has a big movie screening portion as well. Mm-mm. And I mean, no, according to the stats, the numbers that they attract typically every year is about 400,000 people per year.
So in the hundreds of thousands, right?
Yeah.
It's and huge.
It's scheduled to run from the 13th to the 22nd of this month, but now the plans have derailed. The city council have called it off, and I think it started crumbling when tech giants like Amazon and Intel and TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, they've all pulled out of the tech conference. And then I think what followed was the cancellations by big musos, Ozzy Osbourne, Beastie Boys, and Nine Inch Nails' Trent Reznor also pulled out. They were not going to perform, but they were part of a film screening portion of the SXSW. And I think within a day, the mayor of Austin, Adler Steve, had to make a tough call to cancel the entire thing this year based on the recommendations of their public health office. And this is obviously unprecedented. This is the first time in their 34 years of existence that South by Southwest had to be called off.
Mm-mm, yeah, I think it's gotten to a stage where, as you said, right, Facebook, Netflix, Amazon have all pulled out. And it's definitely going to be a big impact on in terms of the finances for South by Southwest. And to be fair, nobody wants to be associated with an event if, touch wood, if it becomes the cause of a massive outbreak, right?
Yeah, and there have been, I think, directives and bans for a congregation of more than 1,000 people are not allowed in most countries already now. So I mean, a scale like South by Southwest is definitely a red flag. And you know, they've always had this show must go on attitude, but I think the COVID-19 concern is real, and that sort of made them change their minds and the plans altogether. But again, SXSW are not the only festival that's feeling this pinch. I think other major festivals have also put some contingency plans in place. And, you know, when we're talking money, right, I read on Forbes and they reported that South by Southwest last year was worth an estimated value of $356 million to the economy of Austin, while, you know, attracting a lot of people, they're also attracting a lot of money. So
I think that's also one of the reasons why they were reluctant to cancel the event, because there's a lot at stake here. And I recently also read that the event being such a important part of the Austin, Texas economy in their previous events and stuff. So this year, due to the cancellation, a lot of vendors have been affected with a lot of excess in food and drinks that were meant to accommodate the couple hundred thousand strong crowds that it usually attracts. So it's sad for the vendors, you know. Imagine they've spent so much of their own money just to buy and stock up all this food that was meant for the event, but now it's just going to waste.
Yeah, and to me, the number of bands that play at a festival like South by Southwest, Coachella, I mean, you know, they go into the thousands, especially South by Southwest, you know, week-long music portion of the conference. And it's also where a lot of American bands or Western bands get discovered. And this also puts a spanner in the works. You know, shows have been cancelled, and it's going to be quite tough for bands to rally around and also just bounce back from this cancellation. Yeah.
Asian bands as well, right? Because I guess from the band side, they would have bought their plane tickets, their accommodation and stuff. So it's now just going to go to waste.
Yeah. So we mentioned Coachella a bit earlier. They have also announced that they will be postponing the April dates to sometime in October. And Coachella obviously has a big band, Rage Against the Machine, and Travis Scott as its headliners, to name a few. That's another big festival that's not going to happen in April. I think Coachella's footprint has been pegged at upwards of $1 billion worldwide, and that's how you know, massive a festival it is. But it seems like it's a no-go for now, and it's only safe to be making these calls. Although, you know, music fans and people have bought tickets and all that. There are other people who've also had to cancel their shows. You know, I read up on Miley Cyrus just cancelled her tour of Australia. Pearl Jam are also devastated to cancel their US-Canada tour. Madonna also called off her shows in Paris. I think another big festival, Ultra in Miami, also called it off. These are the main festivals that won't be happening in this couple of months. It remains to be seen how long the COVID-19 outbreak is going to, you know, affect the music festivals. And in the process, I think one festival that's set to still go on, they're still not sure what to do with the dates and the bookings yet, are Glastonbury.
Oh.
Yeah. So
another huge one.
That's a big one. They're happening in June, I think around 16, 15 weeks' time. They've got Taylor Swift, Paul McCartney and Diana Ross as the headline acts. So apparently the organizers said that they were working closely with all the relevant agencies and we should all be ready for any announcements about postponement. So far, it seems like they're going to go on.
You know, from my personal opinion, I think all these festivals should change the format into a live streaming kind of festival. So it's a pay-per-view kind of event and at least they will still get some money from it. Because it sounds like all these festivals will make huge losses this year.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? You guys reported on the streaming festivals.
Cloud raving.
And I mean, the feedback that we got from our listeners were quite encouraging. People said that, you know, they don't mind being in the confines of their own room to stream a festival set. Obviously beats the purpose for me because you want to be there, you want to soak in the atmosphere. But in times like this, probably it could be something that is worth exploring. And I don't know if it will happen in Malaysia lah. A thing like that, if we don't really have good internet connection, blah, blah, blah. And all of that might hinder that prospect of like a cloud rave type thing. But obviously in the Western world, probably more feasible. And speaking of Malaysia, on the local front, we've also been hit by this uncertainty. And so we got in touch with a local promoter to get his thoughts on these recent announcements. And so we have Rahul Kukreja on the line. He's the main man at local venue The Bee in Publica and also a talent agent for international acts. Rahul, thanks for joining us. First off, I'd like to know from you, with the recent cancellations and the postponement of music festivals like SXSW and Coachella, as a promoter yourself, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
I mean, let's take South by Southwest, for example. South by Southwest brings in $350 million to the economy of Austin, Texas, that, you know, those 9 days when the festival's held. So, you know, when you think about that and you have that in consideration and the fact that they have made that decision to kind of still go ahead with postponing it, you know, it is a little bit scary. It's you know, it makes me think, per se, is there something we don't know? Or is it... you know, what's happening is that, you know, is it just this fear and this panic that is causing everything to kind of crumble? I mean, to me per se, this is the first time I have felt the entertainment industry really just kind of pause. And nothing seems to be happening. You know, I've spoken to teams at the Live Nation AEG office, a global, major global touring and entertainment companies. And, you know, just nobody knows. Nobody knows what's going on. People are still going ahead planning tours for Q3 and Q4. You know, we've got a bunch of international artists out then. But, you know, the actual sentiment is that, hey, there could be nothing going on this year.
Yeah, it could be a really quiet year for concerts generally. And I think, I mean, obviously, Rahul, this is an unprecedented issue. You guys have also had to postpone some concerts that were due to go on in the near future, Stormzy being one of them, booked to play at The Bee. But from a logistical point of view, what is the scale of damage to local companies in this industry?
You know, the damage to the industry is significant. Personally, feel this is the first time it's affected us as an entertainment industry this severely. I know friends in the airline industry who are you know suffering in the hotel industry. You know the malls are dead. You know there's a little there's a little thing, right? If you go to Pavilion, if you go to Mid Valley or Gardens or, you know, Publica one time, and you can easily find parking, you know, that says something, right?
Yeah.
That's the second time I've heard somebody mention how easy it is to get parking in malls. But thank you, Rahul Kukreja. He's the main man at local venue The Bee in Publica for giving us his thoughts on the recent cancellations of music festivals around the world.
Our friends at The Star actually posted quite a comprehensive list of all the local shows that have been cancelled or postponed.
Great.
Yeah, it's quite a good list. I'll just mention a few. You know, Kenny G was supposed to play on February the 16th. Now it's to be determined. Jay Chou as well, supposed to play on the 29th of February. But the new rescheduled date is August, but I think that might change also. We'll see how it goes. And yeah, you can check out the whole list on The Star. So we're asking you the question, in light of COVID-19, will you still take the risk to watch your favourite musicians in concert?
Would you, Auth?
It depends. Well, it's a tough one, but let us know what you think. You can tweet us at BFM Radio or on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, let's go to a song.
Yep, so it is a brand new one from Foles. It's from their album Everything Not Saved Will Be Lost Part 2. And it's pretty timely and smart from the marketing division of their record label. So this new song is called Wash Off. And for the music video that they just released, it's actually a PSA of how you should wash your hands.
Imagine the cost to make this video clip. It must have cost like £2 or something.
But when I was washing my hands earlier in the toilet, I remembered the video and I washed my hands correctly. So kudos to Foles. Check
PSA,
it out.
Great PSA.
Check it out. The brand new one from Foles. It's called Wash Off right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.